All right, Zacho, that has to be a good feeling for you. Orlando won podium finally. What a relief.
Without a doubt. Finally got a start, and I had a little mistake there in the whoops, like I think on the second lap, and got shuffled back pretty quick. But then I sorted that out with the jump line and went to work there on the long haul and was able to pull off the podium. So it feels really good after a pretty rough day. Just was kind of off all day and qualified 17th after my throttle cable actually broke in the second practice. So I missed like kind of a good lap there at the end, but it is what it is. And yeah, it feels nice to turn it around.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Well, first of all, how close did you come to going down there? It looked close, but I only watched it live.
In the whoops?
Yeah.
I didn't even remember that I had done it. And the guys were like, man, that was a close one. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'll have to watch it again. But
okay.
It wasn't that close because I wasn't like flipping out.
Right. And generally speaking, you know, you lost that spot to Bam Bam and you rode around in fourth. And that might have been what would have happened. But, you know, luckily, he went off the track. You kept the pressure on. He went off the track and you get third. That's the kind of stuff that had been going the other way for you, I feel.
Yeah, it has, you know, just like my little tip over at Houston, too, which right. should have been a second. I was tracking Tomac down there for a little bit, but that kind of sort of set the cart in the wrong direction, I think. And I had a couple of deals like Houston 3 where I fell over passed for 6. So, like, you know, to take those points back and I'd be in a different position, but it is what it is. I can't complain too much. I'm happy to have made some progress tonight. And, man, just to get a start and have some clean air was unreal.
Yeah, I thought we were in for a mutter, too. It's amazing how it turned out.
Dude, the track, I mean, it can't be understated what a good job they did today. Like, the dirt is not that great, and they made an awesome track out of what could have been a total quagmire and a mess. So they did a great job.
Did you have a plan on where to get Bam Bam, get close to him? Because
well,
I didn't see many spots. Yeah,
I didn't. I mean, there wasn't a lot of passing. As you saw in my heat race, like I started 7th and got 7th, or started 8th and got 7th. But I just had a gut feeling that someone in front of me was going to make a mistake in those loops because they were so gnarly, and I was doing that jump line triple quad.
Yep.
And it was very consistent. And Justin kept going like right down by the bales, and it's good there, but if you make any kind of mistake, exactly what happens to him. You know, you get tangled up in the tough blocks, and you can sometimes save it, which he did, or you end up just yarding it. So it was one of those deals where I just kind of trusted my gut and try to grind him down a little bit. And, he was really close there at the end. I think he picked up the jump line behind me, but I knew he was going to try to run it in on me somewhere. So I tried to just really execute that last lap and take it home.
I happen to be watching you off a start more than anybody else. I don't know why I was looking at you, but an amazing first, 50 yards, just an amazing first 50 yards out of the gate.
Yeah. Basically changed everything I do on the start for the main event because my starts have been so bad. with my new bike setup, I've been struggling to get that launch, and I changed a bunch of stuff for the main event, did a really good start on the sighting lap and crushed the main start. So, once I got out of the gate, once I crossed like maybe 10 feet, I couldn't see anybody left or right. So I was like, holy cow, this is a good one, you know?
Well, keep that up. Whatever those changes are. Leave those changes.
Yeah,
leave those changes
we'll do there. For sure. Those are here to stay.
Right. Well, thanks, sure. Zacho. I appreciate it. Stoked on your podium, and thanks for this, man. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.